We come to church and we are a part of the church. Now, there's a difference between coming to church and being a part of the church. Because sometimes we think that church is the building, and we come to the building and we do wonderful things. We worship God. We dedicate ourselves. We receive communion. And these are all wonderful things. And we come to church to do that. But if we are truly a part of the church, then that means that we are church all year round, 24/7. This is the hard part. You know, I know that it's hard coming to church sometimes. I have trouble myself, with the snooze button on Sunday mornings. But coming to church is hard. But becoming part of the church is even harder, because we have to give up. Now, we have to give up a couple hours in the morning to come to the church, but we have to give up a lot of things, a lot of worldly things, if we're going to become a part of the church. You know, when salvation comes, we are not going to be saved as individuals. We're going to be saved as the group, as a church, as being part of the church. It says this is the reason Jesus created the church. This is the reason he left it for us. This is the continuation of his ministry of bringing people to salvation. So we should always look that this is truly our society, a society that is in this world, but a society that is not of this world. And I'm not saying that we have to be a bunch of holy rollers and Bible thumpers and all of that stuff, but I'm saying that we have to be dedicated to each other. It is critical that we are dedicated to each other. It's not something that is negotiable. This is something that Jesus made very clear. In today's gospel reading, he showed us that a young man came up to him and fell down before him. He said, "What must I do to inherit the kingdom?" Well, he said, the Ten Commandments. But ultimately, he said that all of the commandments are brought together in two commandments. It says to love God and to love each other. Now, how can we come into the church and be individuals? If we come to church, we can come to church as an individual, and we can leave the church as an individual. But if we become part of the church, then we can no longer be individuals. We are people that are looking after, taking care of, loving each other. It is a family. It says it is a family, like we say, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your relatives. But that's the truth. It says we come into the church and we can't choose who else has come into the church. We can't point the finger and say they're not part of the church, they only come to church. That's not for us to judge. But once we come into the church, once we come into the body of Christ, the people, says we have to unify ourselves with the people. We have to become a part of the church. This is what Christ is telling us when he talked to the rich young man. And he says you have to love each other, not only God. Because somebody can love God and they come to church to show that they love God. But that's not the only thing, he said. And you have to love one another. That means that you have to come to church and become a part of the church. It's very, very simple, but very, very difficult to do. How easy it is to walk in to the coffee hour and go rushing to the little table that you like to sit at with your friends. How easy is it to stand around and just chit-chat with those people that you want to chit-chat with? How easy is it to go running to our doctors and our dentists to get free advice? We come, and yet there are other people that we've never met. There are other people that we maybe have seen for years and years and years and have never actually sat down to speak with them, to meet with them. We can't have a family, we can't have a church unless there is this intimate bond of love for each other. And how can we love each other if we don't know each other? I know there's some people they like to sit because they speak a certain language, whatever that it might be, and they are comfortable there. But sometimes we have to make that effort. We have to make that effort because this is the road to salvation. Just coming to church, it's questionable if that's the road to salvation. Because that's only half of the equation. But coming to church and becoming part of the church is the full equation, the fullness of salvation. So when our Lord teaches us through Scripture and the things that He says to us, says this is where we have to be able to hear. This is where we have to listen and understand that it is not only by ourselves do we receive salvation. It is together that we receive salvation. He said, when two or more are gathered in my name. He had 12 disciples. He did not leave one disciple. This is a group effort. This is a society of the kingdom. When we enter in and become part of the church, we have become future members of the kingdom. If we just come and go, if we don't care about each other, then how can we become members of a society in the kingdom if we don't know anybody in the kingdom? If we'd never cared enough to know the people in the kingdom, aren't we shutting the doors on ourselves when we don't become one, when we don't become a family? You know, someday we will all stand in judgment. And it says that Jesus will stand as our witness. But how about each other? How about if I'm right on the razor's edge of being saved, and he comes to you to say a good word about me? If you don't know me, you're going to say, well, I heard this or I heard that, but I really never got to know him. It's the same way. Each of us will stand and we will stand in witness of each other. And we will say the good things that each of us has done. And we will bring each other into the kingdom. We are each other's witnesses. So I hope that you remember the good things I do and not the bad things. But it is critical that we become a church, become a part of a church, a living organism. We can't just come and leave. That's not enough.